Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leon Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, it looks like we're 2 days away from your birthday.
It's birthday week.
It's birthday week. It's birthday month because we're doing a month of 40.
I know. Love that.
We're doing a month of 40 in celebration of your birthday. You're going to be 40 on Friday. And what I would like to suggest to our podcast family is that people just go to your phone right now, put a little alarm in for Friday, and send you a happy birthday DM. That's funny. Matt Barris, because people don't have your phone number, and I'm not going to give it out here on the podcast.
Also, definitely accepting donations of insoles and Clark's gift cards.
Yeah, Clark's shoes.
Hey, what's your good day?
Oh, my good day is, well, you probably know. You can probably guess.
Yeah.
This last weekend, it was the whole weekend.
Yeah.
This last weekend.
You have those a lot. You have whole weekends of good days.
Know,
how cool
I know.
Is that?
It's very cool. It's very cool, especially since after when you know we have this wonderful weekend, and then it all just went to pop. It all just went to hell in a handbasket.
Well, you had a great weekend.
You had a great weekend. You know, I was reminded actually after we got home and had a bad day. I was reminded, you know, every day is not a good day. Every day
right,
is not great.
Right.
There are hard days. We never want to portray here on this podcast that every day is good.
Right.
Absolutely. We all know that that is not true.
Oh, my word.
So,
yes.
So this last weekend, our son's fiance, MG, Mary Grant, booked a cabin in Hocking Hills and invited all of Teddy's closest friends and people. And there were four people that flew in, which I thought was just
so
kind and so sweet. And so there were 13 of us, and we celebrated his birthday. Everybody rolled in on Friday night. So it's Friday night and Saturday, and we checked out on Sunday. And it was absolutely everything I wanted it to be.
That's so fun.
We pulled in the driveway of the cabin, and I said to Daryl, I'm not leaving this place, because they were going to go, you know, to Old Man's Cave and to all the, and it's ice, Matt. It's ice.
Yeah, no.
And no. And so that when they came back from their hike, eight of them went on the hike. They said all of them fell. All of them fell. Teddy's best friend from college, Travis, said he fell four times.
Yeah, no.
I'm not doing it.
You know what I want to do? I want to eat cheeseburger soup with you in the cabin. That's where I'm going to be. Eating the carbs and the soups.
And the bread. I went by Local Roots. Local Roots, if you are listening, our local co-op here in Worcester is amazing.
It is.
And Local Roots has a couple really incredible bakers that bring their beautiful bread there. And I stopped by on Friday morning, and I bought three warm. You could still feel the warmth through the bags. Three warm loaves of sourdough bread, and they were fantastic.
That's awesome.
And we cut them in big fat slices and I used Kerrygold butter. I splurged and got Kerrygold butter. And we had sourdough bread and corn chicken chowder, and topped it with bacon and cheese. And then I took a tray of beautiful bars of chocolate crunch bars, you know, the ones with the peanut butter and Rice Krispies on the top. And we just had a lovely time. It was so good, Matt. That was my good day. It was basically the whole weekend.
Love it. I love that. Hey, listen, speaking of not every day being a good day, my good day was just a meh day.
Meh?
Mid. The kids say mid now.
Oh, mid.
Have you heard of kids say mid?
Yeah, mid, like middle.
Yeah, like medium.
Mid. Mid.
But like mid's a thing. Mid. It's mid.
Okay.
It's just mid. It was a mid day.
Okay.
Here's what it was.
Okay.
I was feeling horrible.
Oh.
Just horrible. Like sinus pressure, tired. I slept all day on a Saturday. And then we had plans with friends in Columbus the next Sunday. And I was like, I need to go, because Mallory won't want to go without me. And she said, babe, you need to just stay home. But you know, my personality is I don't want to miss out on the fun.
I know.
I don't want to miss out on all the good things.
I know.
And
I
she was like, you need to stay in bed. And listen, I did something I had never done before. I've seen it for a couple years. I did an Amazon doctor's appointment. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's an Amazon doctor's appointment.
I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to,
It's fake news.
No, we can't throw around fake news these days because every news feels like fake news some days.
Seriously, are you serious?
I'm serious.
On Amazon, you can schedule a doctor's appointment. Does it take your insurance card?
No. Okay. I mean, maybe, but I didn't. Okay. I was in bed and it was $30 to text with a doctor. It was texting.
Okay.
But they came back. We exchanged maybe 6 texts and they said more questions about symptoms, how long it lasted, blah, 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 blah. And they said, what's your pharmacy? And I could pick from a list in my zip code.
This is crazy.
And within 2 hours I had an antibiotic, which is wild. Wild. These days are crazy.
I'm speechless.
I know.
Wait,
I did it all from bed. I didn't even turn on a camera. It was all texting. Isn't that you? Your 56-year-old brain can't even comprehend this.
Okay, what kind of antibiotic did he put you on? Like
it's like someone screaming it right now
for the like flu.
Amoxicillin.
Oh,
does that sound right for a sinus infection?
Yeah.
So yeah.
And it worked.
It worked. It's working.
It's working.
It's helping my eyes clear up a little bit. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I did notice that. I was going to mention
that. So, yeah, good. There's good things. But, you know, it's one of those times where, like you said, is if every day were the pinnacle day, you know, every day can't be perfect.
Yeah.
Because after your amazing weekend, you came home to water in one of your rentals.
And one of our renovations, our newly renovated place. I actually can't talk about it.
Not yet.
Not yet.
There might come a day.
There might come a day. It's just, it's all I can keep.
It's so fresh.
Here's the thing. And I said this on my Instagram stories as well. And I'm just at Leanne Miller for Instagram. But sometimes we equate our hard. Like sometimes we compare our hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we put a sliding scale on our hard. We say, oh, that's only about a 3 hard.
Yeah.
Or that's like a 4. You know, you should listen to my hard.
Right.
My hard is, you know, XYZ. Right. And I just want to just let everybody know that I see you and your hard. If you are going through something hard at work that doesn't seem hard compared to somebody you know who's battling cancer, you know, your heart is still your heart.
Sure.
I mean, somebody battling cancer is terribly hard. Of course it's hard. But you still are seen in your heart if you're just having a hard time at work.
Well, and I think it's one of those things where it can be both and. It can still be hard and you can still feel the weight of it.
Yes.
But you do have perspective.
Yes.
I mean, we've talked about this before. We've had some really terrible things happen in our life that I don't ever want to live through again.
Yeah, me either.
But you can still feel like your home getting flooded with water is really hard. And
I can get on Instagram and see a chef that I follow on Instagram whose house
is it Molly?
Is yes.
I know.
Has completely burned down and she's standing in the middle of the rubble.
Right.
With no house.
Right.
So, you know, compared to, yes, my flooding incident is not as hard as that, but my heart is still hard for me.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
So not every day, not every day is a good
day.
You know, I was reminded also of what Kendra said, Kendra Adachi, when
know,
we had her on the
it
podcast.
Stuck with
is, me too. Is that there's pockets of good, you know,
all the time.
We should never put pressure on ourselves to have a whole good day. You know, maybe it's just, listen, I'm going to tell you something that was so good the day that that happened. The day that it happened with the flooding, Daryl turned the water off. Obviously I wouldn't have even known where to turn the water off, but he turned the water off and I had to run to Lowe's. So I'm in the car and I'm talking out loud. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody would have seen me going down the road, they would have been like, oh, that lady's in trouble. So I was talking out loud and I was just praying and I was just talking and I was like, you know, Lord, I'm so mad that I didn't listen I kept saying to Daryl, like, I have a weird feeling about the little castle with this cold weather. Well, it wasn't the cold at all.
Right.
We thought it was a busted pipe. Well, it wasn't.
Right.
There was a complication with the plumbing. It wasn't busted frozen pipes.
It wasn't frozen, yeah.
But it still felt like at the time that we had done something wrong.
Right.
And I was like, and then I just started saying like, you know, Lord, we need your help. We just need your help because someone was moving in 2 days later. I'm like, we just need help. And I kid you not, I'm driving down the road to Lowe's and I look up ahead, and in a driveway of a house I do not know, of people I do not know, there was a Pepper's Plumbing truck. Now, Pepper's Plumbing, if you are listening, Pepper's Plumbing is a plumbing business that serviced our inn, the Bed and Breakfast Inn, the whole time that we were there.
Yeah.
And I whipped into that driveway and I knocked on that door and I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, I know you don't know me and I don't know you, but is one of the Pepper Plumbing guys in your house?" She goes, "Yeah, actually, he's just finishing up." And he came out. We recognized each other right away. It'd been a few years. You know, we're both a little older. And I said, "Jake, we need your help."
Yeah.
He said, "Well, I'll go down and see Daryl right away." He went down, fixed it in 15 minutes and cut out the drywall. I mean, didn't do it all because the ceiling was wet enough that we're having to let it dry out. But but he came to the rescue and he fixed the pipe that was leaking so that the person that moves in could have water.
Yeah.
And it just felt like something really good stuck in a really bad day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, I'm like, there's right there in front of me is a Pepper Plumbing truck. I'm pulling in that driveway. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, hey, speaking of that and advice from friends, we have an idea.
We do.
For this month. We talked about 40 in this month of turning 40. But for the first two episodes of this month, I wanted to do 40 pieces of advice from you
to me
about turning 40. Like, 40 things I wish I knew before I turned 40.
Okay. And also then after that, could we do 40 favorite foods?
Yeah, absolutely. The world is our oyster after these first two.
Maybe we should wait to the 40 favorite foods. If we are going to do something exciting coming up, we won't talk about it. But, all right, you ready for the first one? Let's just start it. Okay. These are 40 things that I don't want you to forget. Mm. 40 things that I wish I would have had somebody reinforcing to me when I turned 40. Yeah. The first one is to laugh.
Mm.
Laugh, Matt.
Yeah, I think I do.
You do.
I do.
You do laugh. You make me laugh.
When you get older, do you think it gets harder to laugh?
Well, it hasn't for me. I mean, I do think, though, here's what I'll say.
In the middle, here's my follow-up question to that. Do you feel like as you've gotten older, in moments like you had recently with the house,
I wasn't laughing at all.
I know, but when you come back from those moments, do you find that your time coming back is quicker the older that you get?
Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. Now we just have to. Daryl's really good at that. He's like, "Lee, it happened. Let's just take care of it. Let's just clean it up. Let's just do it. Let's go." And I think the older you get, the more you realize, like, just to stew about this, it's just not going to be productive.
Right.
So
let's just
buckle up and keep going. So,
right. That's good.
And I would say, here's what I'll say about laughing. I think there are people in our life that we can pinpoint that make us laugh and that we laugh with.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will encourage you to do and always to do, and I know you do it, but not to forget to do it, is to laugh with your kids.
Mm.
Because I think that when your kids are the ages that your kids are, sometimes it's very easy to just get dress, get ready, get out the door, and sometimes we forget the fun and the laughter with our kids. And I think that's really, really important.
That's good. I actually...
And your kids are funny.
My kids are funny. Yeah. And they're fun. You know, I forgot to say this before we started. We've only done one, but I was like, this podcast feels really foreign to me because I have no notes. There are no notes.
I have notes.
You have the notes and I don't have any notes. I'm just here for the ride.
Let's be honest. Mine were last minute notes, but I got them done and I have got notes.
But we're here.
Number two, Matt, always eat good quality meat.
Oh.
If you have good meat, you remember this, what I used to say to the boys growing up, if you have good meat, you have a good meal.
Yeah, that's good.
Just buy quality meat. I'm sorry, Walmart. I'm just going to say it. Don't buy Walmart meat. I mean, obviously, if your budget forces you to do that, I understand. But if it doesn't and you have extra in your budget for food, go to places like Canaan Meats, Sugar Valley Meats, Dowdy Valley, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. Buy good meat.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe pull something out of your groceries so that you can afford better meat.
Mm, I love that.
Okay. Ask questions. Don't ever stop asking questions. Be curious and ask questions. I also think as you get older with the asking of the questions, I think sometimes there's an expectation as you get older to know everything.
Mm.
And so it feels very, It feels very vulnerable to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it's okay to say, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I feel like for me, the older that I get, the more I'm getting more comfortable with saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more comfortable with being like, I don't know, but I can find out.
Or ask questions that feel like this might be a stupid question, but ask it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Be friends with people who aren't exactly like you. Mm. I don't think I was ever told this in those words, but I think growing up, I kind of was a little, you know, we were conservative Christians at a Christian school. Like everybody around us was like us.
Right.
And so we didn't have a lot of experience of people that were different from us.
Yeah.
And our boys have been so good about seeking friendships with people that are different than them.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, even at our age, to seek out friends that aren't exactly like us. I think we can learn so much.
Yeah. How do you think we do that for, you know, if I'm in a town that looks very alike, like we're in a small town in Ohio,
yeah,
or we're in a town that looks very,
take an art class in the neighboring town.
Yeah.
You know, I think of people like Sarah Duggar that we know, artist, teaches some art lessons in art classes or has art exhibits. Go to things like that. You'll meet different people in settings like that. Join a book club that is not faith-based, like not a Bible study, or go to a pottery class. Your mom, first of all, Francine is a sleeper potter. Like, I never knew that Francine was a potter, but Francine is a potter.
She is. She's
like
very
legit
talented.
So good. But in settings like that, you're going to meet different people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Yoga. Yoga's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to yoga. Okay. Listen, when your house is making you feel a little crazy because it might be messy, vacuum.
Okay. If you have to do one thing, is that
just,
what you're
just
doing?
Vacuum. Cause you know what? While you're vacuuming, you're picking up this and you're picking up that and you're moving that over and you're moving this over, and a fresh vacuumed room just makes you feel like new money.
New money.
Okay. When it is nice out, if you don't have a convertible, which I know you don't,
no,
but you have a vehicle with the sunroof and windows, when it is nice out and the sun is shining and the sky is blue, roll down your windows and open your sunroof.
Do you want to know something?
Yes.
Did it today. It was sunny and like 40,
cold.
38. But if honestly, in the middle of, for whatever reason, in the middle of winter in Ohio, 38 feels balmy.
Yeah, right.
I'm like,
right.
Oh my goodness, get out the sunscreen.
This feels brisk.
I know. That's what Ohio does to you.
Okay, listen. This is something that no one ever told me. And really the reason it came about and it became in kind of the forefront of my mind is frothy coffee.
Okay.
Is now at 40 on, do small acts, small gestures of kindness toward yourself.
Mm.
Don't forget about yourself.
When did that start for you?
I
knew you when you were 40 and this wasn't a thing for you.
It really started more of when the boys were both gone.
Yeah.
Like gone.
Yeah.
Like have their own houses. They're not moving back. They gone. And I started like looking around and thinking, wow, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to take care of me?
Mm.
And so in the mornings, I'm like, you know, I'm going to take some time just to reflect, and I'm going to make a nice coffee. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of gourmet chocolate on the top of it. And it started really as I'm just going to do this as a little treat.
Right.
And then I was like, why am I telling myself I only get to do this like once a week?
Mm.
You know, and the other days I just pour a little half and half in and truck on. I'm like, no, I can do this every day.
Right.
I mean, this is something small, but it means it's saying something to me about me.
Mm.
And I think that's important.
What are some other ways that you think you take care of yourself?
Oh, I bought a membership to a car wash.
I wasn't expecting that.
I drove around. You know I did. I drove around with a dirty old car
because
we lived in Amish country on back roads. I couldn't keep the car clean.
Right.
I felt like I was driving around in
literally a literal salt lick.
Yeah.
It looked, you had a white Tahoe and it looked like a salt lick.
Yes, all the time.
Like a one-ton salt lick.
And I I didn't like it. So I bought a car. I bought a car wash membership.
Yeah.
I drive that thing through. Sometimes I go through two in a row if I don't feel like it's clean enough.
What?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. If this has not gotten clean enough, I go through a second
time.
That's
shocking.
And then I drive the vehicle off. I vacuum it out, and that just feels like a kindness to myself.
Yeah.
Because I drove around with romper room in my car for years.
Right. Well, we're literally driving the romper room. Our friends Emma and Adrian love our minivan because they're like, it just feels like a living room on wheels, and it really is romper room.
Yeah. Other ways I care for myself is I will go get a pedicure like every now and then. Like right now, my toenails are like talons.
Oh, so, poor Daryl.
So I'm going to go get a pedicure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do things that feel like I'm talking value to myself.
Right.
Okay.
What number are we on?
Number eight. We got to hurry. Number eight. We're doing pretty good. When you are struggling, oh my goodness, I wish I would have known this 20 years ago for sure. When you are struggling, do something nice for someone else. Because then you get the focus off yourself. Because when you're struggling, it is so hard not to just spin in the struggle.
Yeah. I can be, you know, I can be a wallower. I can be like a woe is me-er. It takes me some energy to get past that.
I don't see you as that, but I think
In my head.
Well, I think what can throw you though is other people. If other people are saying something about you that like isn't accurate or whatever, that to you, I think is bothersome because
it bothers me.
Because integrity to you is so important.
Absolutely.
And doing the right thing is so important. So if somebody's like, you're like, oh wait, that really bothers
you. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Number nine, brush your teeth twice a day. Always brush your teeth twice a day. Now, I know that you grew up with Francine, who worked for the dental world.
Yeah, she did.
She's never going
to. The global enterprise of dentistry.
She is never going to let you not brush your teeth twice a day.
Yeah.
I don't know if Francine checks in on that or not.
She does. She looks, even at 40. But you know what, Leanne?
Do you floss?
No. I don't floss. But I do have some oral care habits that I think you should be made aware of.
Okay.
You know, as close as we are.
Okay.
You don't really come in my bathroom with me in the mornings.
No, I really
don't.
I don't think I ever.
No, we've never gotten ready together.
Never.
But I actually have some great routines for my teeth.
All right.
I use a Sonicare toothbrush.
Okay. Yeah.
Because my mom.
Yes.
Years ago, when I was in high school, is when they started becoming popular, and she would get the dental reps come in to try to sell those, and she would get them for a really good price.
How many have you had since you were in high school?
Only two.
Only two.
Only two.
See, look
they
at that.
Last
Sonicare,
forever.
Sonicare, if you are listening.
I know. They last forever. And, you know, here's the thing. If you do that, if you brush 2 minutes, it times it for you.
I know.
And it's perfect.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Listen, you know who flosses that?
I didn't tell you this either.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a cavity. Did you know that?
I did know that.
40?
I mean, didn't know if it was current.
Lord willing, should the Lord tarry. I have not had we are not recording this on my actual birthday, but I feel like I can say with confidence, I haven't had a cavity till, you know, I mean, they don't.
Okay, listen, someone who flosses that it might shock you.
Daryl.
Yes.
I know. I knew that about him for some
Daryl
reason.
Yes, Daryl is a flosser. Yeah, you know why? Because
he throws the strings everywhere. Yeah, no, I'm just joking.
Because he has those, sometimes he uses those picks with the floss on one end. And yeah, he's a flosser. Also not had cavities. Also perfect teeth. In fact, he went 7 years one time without going to the dentist. I finally got him to go to get his teeth cleaned. And do you know what that hygienist said to him? You know what? You really don't need to come.
Who would say that?
And I said, oh my gosh, what are you doing? It took me 7 years to get him in here.
What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that? Okay, number 10, smoke an occasional cigarette.
No. That's horrible.
Okay, maybe not a cigarette. Maybe like smoke a pipe
or like
cigar.
Indulge in something.
Or a cigar.
Can we make it not tobacco related? Could it be
See,
like...
See, that might be why you don't have cavities. I don't know.
Listen, I've never smoked a cigar. I mean, not a cigar. I've never smoked a cigarette. And it just doesn't have an appeal for me.
It just doesn't appeal. No. Okay, number 11. Oh my gosh, stay hydrated. I mean, drink at least 80 ounces of water a day. At least you've got to drink water.
Listen, good at this.
Most of America is walking, I'd say most of the globe, is walking around dehydrated. Mm. And when, especially as you start to get older, I'm not kidding, stay hydrated. I think if we had little hydration tests, like the little strips, we would find out that 9 out of 10 people are dehydrated. Yeah. Not me. I'm not dehydrated. Do you see my sippy here?
I know.
Shout out Dan Pelosi's sippy.
You have a Yeti.
I have a Yeti. Let's eat Yeti. And I love it. And this is how I track my water. Yeah. I try to drink three to four of them a day. I stay hydrated. Please stay hydrated.
I'll try.
Okay. Number 12. We talk about this a lot. Get together with friends. Get it on the calendar. Stay connected with friends. Yes. I know it's busy with little kids. If you are in that season with little kids, still carve out the time to get together with your friends.
Yeah, I was actually saw this come across Instagram this week where there was this woman who her kids were gone. So she's like become an empty nester and she's like, I don't have any friends. Mm. She said, I was so focused on my kids that
she wasn't cultivating friendships.
She's like, she said, my best friend is my best friend from college. And we talk through Instagram, and I don't even know if I have her updated cell phone number.
Yeah, you got it. Then you got to get to a pottery class, into yoga, into a book club or book study, or there's so many online groups that you can join as well, like the Governors. Sharon McMahon has a Governor.
Did you see Annie F. Downs has a group of single women?
Single
something society.
Yeah. She does. Yep. I know people that are part of that. And
love
that's
it. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Number 13. And I think I probably started this after I met you. Mm. I used to always read for self-improvement.
Yeah.
Like Christian books or The Purpose-Driven Life or
Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Yeah.
The Principles of the Path by Andy Stanley. But I didn't read for fun. Mm. And when I started reading for fun was when our boys started getting older and introduced me to like teen fiction stuff like Twilight series and Hunger Games. And I started reading. And I want to just tell you and anyone listening, read for fun. Mm. Read for fun.
That's good.
Reading is fun. Reading lets you escape and explore. And it's good for your creative mind. Mm-hmm. Read. Number 14. Memorize scripture.
When I was a kid, that was a part of our rhythms, and it truthfully, it's not right now.
Well, and here's the thing: if you memorize scripture and you even include your kids in it, it's so easy to draw that scripture out when you're older. Mm. Our son Joey went to Las Vegas recently and was just in groups of people that, were big investors and commercial real estate brokers. And I woke up in the morning with a verse on my mind of it's in, I'm not sure what book it's in, but it's, oh man, God has taught you how to live, to walk to walk in kindness and to walk humbly before your God, something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically like to exercise kindness, to stand for what's right and good, and to walk humbly before the Lord. Mm. And if we're walking humbly before the Lord, we're walking humbly before people.
Yeah.
And I just was like, be bold, speak intelligently, like show your intelligence, but also, be humble because in settings like that, it's very easy not to be humble and humility is like a crown, and at the end of the day, I believe a man's exalted for humility more than he is power.
I agree with that.
So
that's a good
memorize
word.
Scripture and stay humble. How about that? I don't think I need to remind you to stay humble though. I think you're pretty good at keeping
listen, we all
balance.
Need it. We all need those reminders. 100%.
Okay, number 15, fall in love with a hobby.
Well, listen, girl, I got lots of things.
You do.
Going.
You stitch.
You stitch.
You stitch. Is it embroidery? Is that what?
Yeah, it's hand embroidery.
Yeah. Just hobbies. You cook. I think as you get older, it's that much more important.
Yeah.
You can have a hobby in your 20s and 30s, but if you're having family and you're just busy with other stuff, but as you get older, I think those hobbies are important. I remember when Teddy went to college, I was struggling and my mentor Miriam said, reacquaint yourself with something you have loved in the past that you put aside when you're raising kids and start to do that again. And it
what
really,
was it for you?
CrossFit. It wasn't a good choice. I mean, I should have just said, I should have just done exercise. Don't you remember the CrossFit season?
Oh my. Oh my.
I did CrossFit for a year and I think I almost died that year.
Yeah,
it was
too.
So hard, but it was also good because I connected with new people.
Yeah.
I met new people. It gave me something to look forward to.
But maybe we could have started out with like CrossFit Lite.
Yeah, maybe Jazzercise or something. Yeah, why that? Yeah. Okay, number 16, eat real butter.
Oh.
Good butter, real butter.
Yes.
Keep that butter going. Keep the butter flowing.
I actually have a confession. We keep like a little box of margarine in the fridge, in the garage, for one recipe. Do you know what recipe that is?
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, your chocolate chip cookie recipe. We don't use margarine for anything except that.
I don't either. That's why I keep it.
Yeah.
Listen, and don't let anybody just poo-poo margarine. Just one stick of margarine and a batch of cookies with one stick of butter. It's a texture thing. Don't fight me on it. It's the truth. It just helps these cookies texture. Yeah. It just does. Number 17. We're going to wrap this up now, Matt. Talk positive to yourself.
Mm.
Talk positive to yourself. Like when you're feeling down about yourself, talk out loud. Our brain hears what we have to say. So talk out loud positive things about yourself.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
That's a
hard one sometimes.
That's a hard one.
You know, when you were talking about the thing happening in your house, in your rental, you said something like to the effect of, I was telling myself what we did wrong, what we could have done to prevent this. And Daryl's like, and then it wasn't the anything you did wrong. It was something you couldn't have avoided.
We couldn't have avoided
it. And I think for me, I often am like beating myself up. Like I could have done better. I could have done different, you know, and that's a hard one for me. I'm not going to lie because I feel like a lot of stuff, I blame myself.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Talk positive to yourself. Number 18, be patient with your children.
Mm.
When we were so busy and we were running businesses, kids were in, you know, the kids were in school, they were in sports. Sometimes I became very impatient.
Yeah.
And I look back on those moments and I wish that I would have just relaxed a little.
Yeah.
And it was in an effort to get it all done.
Sure.
But I think the reminder of when you want to be firm with your kids. I think firmness is important, but also just remember to have fun and be patient and not get so hurried that you come across impatient.
Yeah, that's good.
Number 18. Oh, that was number 18. Number 19, invite people over, which you guys are good at this.
Mm-hmm.
If you invite people over, like Adrian is a good example. Adrian and
Emma
are a great example of this, is that it's been a consistent thing where they've come and they've stayed, and so they become part of your life. And then that's how when Luca is graduating from high school, they are sitting in a row at his graduation because you have invited them over and
absolutely
invested in them.
You know, for us, something we noticed recently is we protect our weeknights because we're like, you know, we can't have a full weeknight. We need to, you know, we go to my mom's on Wednesdays. We have open nights. But then every now and then we'll be like, you know, we have extra spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Let's just see if anybody's available. And I think for us, we have put margin in our life so that when those spontaneous things happen, it's such a treat.
That's good.
We recently had Eric and Emily over because we had, I don't remember what we were eating, Skyline Eric. And we just texted them like on a Thursday night and we're like, hey, we have food. You guys should just come over.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
Listen, we need to ask Skyline Eric if he would like to be Skyline Eric or if he would like to be Hibachi Eric.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
question. We need to ask him. Like we need to, or maybe we even could take a poll. But the last one is, Matt, if you feel like it and it feels good to you, sleep in.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep in.
Yeah.
You don't always have to get, I say this to Daryl, you don't always have to get up so early.
Yeah.
It's Saturday morning. Why are you getting up at 5:30? Just sleep in. Sleep in a little. Now, for him, he says he doesn't feel great if he sleeps in. I'm like, what world are you from? Like,
you guys are not cut from the same cloth.
If you feels good to you to sleep in, sleep in. But you know what, Matt? I'm a 7:30 in the morning girl now because...
Because you don't have your phone, we know.
Well, the phone is not in the room and I'm getting up earlier. I don't know what the science is behind it, but I'm getting up earlier.
I'm so proud of
you. I used to be able to sleep until 8 or 8:30 just, and it just felt so good. And now I'm up at 7:30. It's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Hey, thanks for those 20 pieces of advice.
20
That's
pieces.
Good.
20 more next week.
20 more next week.
And we have one more thing to do.
Let's talk about food.
Okay, well, you know, when I went to birthday weekend this past weekend, I did a Walnut Creek cheese run.
I know you did.
You know I did. And listen, cheeses, I know they're called Walnut Creek Cheese Market. Mm. So it goes without saying that there is cheese there. And I had somebody at Fox 8, actually it was the weather girl. I can't think of her name right now, but I think her name's Ashley. Is it Ashley? Anyway, she came up, she goes, I went to Amish country. I was so excited. And I didn't know where to buy cheese. I couldn't remember where to buy cheese. I'm like, she goes, and then I remembered the place, the Walnut Creek cheese place. And she goes, I went there, but then I went there and I thought I need to text Leanne and ask her what cheese to buy. Cause there's so many, they have so much good selection. They have cheeses like habanero,
right.
They have garlic and herb, they have Bermuda onion cheese that is absolutely...
I just was eating that a couple days ago.
It is so good. That is Mary Grant, that's MG, Teddy's fiance's favorite, is the Bermuda onion. It's a Bunker Hill cheese. They have beautiful Munster cheese, baby Swiss cheese. They have the regular mild Swiss cheese that comes in the long rectangular block that's made locally here.
Yes.
It is wonderful stuff. So their cheese, it goes without saying that they're just a great place to shop for cheese. So the next time that you're in Ohio's Amish country, make sure to stop in at Walnut Creek Cheese Market and check out their huge cheese selection. Yes. They also have incredible prepared salads, might I say.
I agree.
Ham salad, which they call sandwich bread now, and I don't quite understand that, but it's sandwich bread now, is delicious. Mm-hmm. And their potato salad, their prepared potato salad, their prepared macaroni salad, also good. And then what is that dip that Mallory likes with the graham crackers?
It's like a cheese ball. It's a cream cheese and chocolate chip cheese ball kind of thing.
Actually,
so good.
If you come to our next live event, we'll have that chocolate chip cream cheese ball.
And we'll have lots of cheese from Walnut Creek Cheese.
Yes, we will. They always provide the charcuterie board.
So good.
Yeah, so good.
Hey, well, thank you. Leanne, thank you. Because you're giving some of your wisdom to me. And it really does feel like a little bit of a birthday gift to hear from you what you think I need to know.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for joining us in this episode of These Are Good Days, where we're talking about 40 and 40.
Yep.
Join us next week for 20 more of Leanne's little tidbits of what she wished she knew before she was 40. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.